Adventures in Research. Every one of us has had at least one encounter with what some people call fate. Others call it luck, and still others by the more dignified name of coincidence. Call it what you will, it plays the principal role in a story that involves a weaver, a papermaker, a wasp's nest, and a cup of sugar. This is Paul Shannon bringing you another transcribed story of science produced as a public service in cooperation with the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. And today telling you a story that begins in the spring of the year 1840 in a little German town in Saxony. It's about 5 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. In the living room of the modest home of Friedrich Keller, two people are waiting for his return. They have been waiting for 2 hours.
I am sorry, Herr Walter. If you could wait just a few minutes more.
It is almost 5 o'clock. Where is he?
I do not understand it. At 2 o'clock, I sent him over to the Schmidt's to borrow a cup of sugar.
Such a little errand. And he still is not back?
Only half a mile it is to the Schmidt's.
Could it be Friedrich forgot I was expected this afternoon?
It was he who told me you were coming.
Well, I am not surprised. Friedrich is absent-minded.
Yeah. He forgot even his door key this afternoon. Look, there it is on the table.
Well, absent-mindedness is no crime, of course. But it can be annoying. So when Friedrich returns, Frau Keller, tell him that
I... Please, Herr Walter. Friedrich will be so angry with himself, there will be no living with him. Perhaps you will stay for dinner?
Thank you, no, Frau Keller. I must be going.
Can I bring you some cake, perhaps?
No, thank you.
I will get you a book. Something to read.
No, I have other things to do besides read a book, if you will.
Let me see. I was going to ask you something.
Yeah?
What was it now? Oh, I remember. How is your business?
My business?
Forgive me. Being a woman, I know little of these matters, so I must inform myself by asking businessmen like you.
Naturally. Well, now that you have asked, I will tell you. The paper-making business used to be good, profitable. And if I say so myself, I earned my share, thanks, of course, to my own initiative and enterprise. But, unfortunately, things have deteriorated.
Ach, so. I am sorry.
Well, nothing to be sorry about. One must be philosophical. I say to myself, what good is my initiative? What good is my enterprise? There's a shortage of rags. Without rags, I cannot make paper. It is as simple as that.
I see. It is just as though my husband had no wool to make cloth from.
No, exactly. Without wool, a weaver cannot weave. Without rags, there can be no paper.
So what will you do, Herr Wolt?
Oh, I will get along and make no mistake about that. I have more than one accomplishment. If the paper business fails, I can always make a living as a machinist.
You are also a machinist?
Certainly.
Forgive my ignorance, but what does a machinist do?
Oh, he runs machines. In my case, I have also designed machines.
How clever of you, Herr Walter.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, your husband and I have often discussed ideas for new machinery to be used in weaving and papermaking.
You did? That is strange. He never mentioned such ideas to me. Friedrich's ideas, they are good?
Begging your pardon, Frau Keller, it really is getting late. I cannot wait longer. Perhaps on some more suitable occasion,
Wait! There's Friedrich now. I can see him through the window.
Well, at last.
Excuse me, Herr Walter. I go to open the door.
Before Mrs. Keller does open the door, let's pause a bit. Let's find out where Friedrich Keller was all afternoon. It was 3 hours earlier, about 2 p.m., that he had closed his front door and started down the road on the way to the Schmidt's to borrow that cup of sugar. He is so absorbed by the radiant spring day that he's surprised when a voice says,
Good day, Herr Keller.
Ah, good day, schoolmaster. Wonderful weather, yes?
Splendid.
Taking a little stroll?
Well, yes, sort of.
Well, why not turn around and walk with me? I am only going as far as the Schmidt's to borrow a cup of sugar.
To be frank, Herr Keller, I cannot very well. You see, I am not just strolling. I am on my way somewhere.
I understand, schoolmaster. You are going to meet a lady.
Oh, no, no, not at all.
Eh? Then why make such a secret of it?
Because I am following someone.
The plot thickens. And whom, pray tell, are you following?
One of my pupils, Hans Becker.
Hans Becker? Why are you following him?
It has been reported to me that Hans Becker is stealing birds' eggs from their nests.
Very reprehensible, schoolmaster. Very reprehensible indeed.
I do not make light of this. Such a practice can lead to more serious crimes.
I agree.
As the schoolmaster, it is my duty to see that our youth follow in the path of righteousness.
That is so.
And as one of our leading citizens, Herr Keller, I consider it your duty to give me all the assistance you can.
Most assuredly. Now, you are sure that Hans Becker is stealing the bird's eggs?
He may be, indeed. That is why I am following him.
So, which way did he go?
Across that field and into that clump of trees. Over there.
Schoolmaster, do not let it be said that I was remiss in my civic duty. We will both follow Hans Becker. You lead, I will come.
So Friedrich Keller and the schoolmaster waited in hiding and watched as young Hans Becker climbed to the roof of an abandoned barn.
See? There he is, Herr Keller. Already has found the nest.
Yeah, he is after the eggs.
When he comes down, we will give him the fright of his young life. We will...
Wait, he is stealing the nest also.
He is taking the nest?
Yeah, shh. Here he comes down. Wait just a minute yet.
Now.
Hans Becker!
Just a minute, young man.
Stop where you are.
Why, it's you, sir.
It is. So, you have been stealing birds' eggs, eh?
Birds' eggs? Of course not, sir. No,
not only eggs. He has the nest also.
But this is not a bird's nest. It is a wasp's nest.
A wasp's nest?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Here, look at it.
He is right, schoolmaster. It is a wasp nest.
Well, that is just as bad. He is depriving some poor wasp of a home.
No. I am not. This nest was deserted.
Deserted? I do not believe it.
Yeah, it is true. I have watched it for hours. Never a wasp came near it.
The boy may be telling the truth, schoolmaster.
Perhaps. Perhaps not. Until we find out, I shall keep this wasp's nest.
But, sir, it is mine. I want to study it. I want it back, sir.
Hans, Herr Keller and I will stay here and wait. If, after sufficient time, we see no wasps, you shall have your nest to study. But if we should happen to see just one tiny wasp...
Or even if we should hear the faintest buzzing...
We shall return the nest to where it was when you took it. Is that not fair enough?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now, be off with you.
Did Friedrich Keller and the schoolmaster then return whence they came? They did not. 2 hours later, they were still there, seated on the ground, talking and admiring the wasp's nest.
A thing of beauty. Observe how exactly it is formed. See how sturdy it is. And look at the wood fibers in it.
I noticed that. Where do you suppose they came from?
No, fence rails and old boards, probably. But what I find so amazing is this. For all its sturdiness, the nest is as light as a feather. Feel it.
To me, it feels a good deal like paper.
So it does, almost the same texture. Schoolmaster, it is a strange thing. The wasp must use the wood he collects to make the pulp for this paper nest. I must tell Heinrich Volter, the paper maker, about this. He will be interested.
You say the wasp uses the wood pulp to make paper? You are sure, Herr Keller?
I am sure. Wood pulp. Strange. The best Heinrich Volter can do is use rags. paper from wood. I must show this nest to Heinrich.
Take it then, by all means.
Heinrich Volter will... Ach, did I say Heinrich Volter?
But what is the matter?
Heinrich, he was to be at my house at 3 o'clock.
What time is it now?
Now, schoolmaster, it is 5. Already I can hear my wife Catherine. I must go.
And so we return to where we first met Friedrich Keller, at his own front door.
Ach, Friedrich, where have you been? Here is Herr Walter waiting for hours.
Good. I mean, 1,000 pardons, Heinrich. But when you hear what I have to tell you, you will thank me.
Perhaps. What do you have in your hand?
A wasp nest. That is what I have to tell you. The nest has given me the idea of the century. Paper from wood pulp.
Paper from wood pulp?
Why not?
A thousand reasons. Let me see the nest, Friedrich.
Here. Well?
If it could be done, it would be wonderful. No longer would we have to depend on rags for paper.
Exactly. And you can do it, Heinrich. You will design the machine that will make wood pulp.
I will?
Certainly you will.
Do you know something, Friedrich? You are right. I will.
Wonderful. Wonderful, eh, Catherine?
More wonderful right now would be my sugar from Frau Schmidt. Since 2 o'clock, Friedrich. Where is it?
Oh, now, Catherine, do not look at me like that. Catherine, put that down. Catherine!
Working together, Friedrich Keller and Heinrich Volter produced the first machine for the manufacture of wood pulp, a machine which defibered blocks of wood by pressure against a wet grindstone. By 1846, Volter had improved this machine to the point where quantity production of wood pulp was a reality. It was then that newspaper publishers became interested in wood pulp paper. Listen to the announcement which appeared on the front page of the Boston Journal, January 15th, 1863.
The entire edition of the Journal of today will be printed on paper made from wood by a new process. This paper will certainly prove that there are materials other than rags which can be used successfully in the manufacture of paper.
Yes, it was the Keller-Volter machine that first gave the world cheap ground wood and newsprint paper as we know them today. It made possible the high-speed rotary printing press and the modern newspaper with its unlimited dissemination of news. And it got its start because Friedrich Keller took a good look at a wasp's nest, something he might never have done if fate hadn't stepped in on an errand for a cup of sugar to give the world a most unusual adventure in research. And that's today's Adventures in Research, produced in cooperation with the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. These programs are broadcast to armed forces personnel overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Join us again next week for another transcribed story of science on Adventures in Research.